British police face a racism scandal after a tape revealed officers abusing a black man. The man used his mobile phone to record officers subjecting him to a tirade of abuse. He made the recording after he was arrested and placed in a police van following last summer's unrest. U.S. President Barack Obama has given the go-ahead for the introduction of fresh sanctions on buyers of Iranian oil. The move would allow the U.S. to take measures against foreign banks that deal with Iran's crude. Obama's decision comes despite a surge in global oil prices. Occupy Wall Street protesters have gathered outside the New York Stock Exchange to denounce corporate greed in the United States. The march on the site has become a weekly event for protesters. The 99%ers accuse Wall Street of influencing politicians in favor of the richest 1%. Another Bahraini protester has been killed as regime forces continue their crackdown. Activists say the 18-year-old was shot dead in the village of Salmabad outside Manama. Since last year, Bahraini forces, with the help of Saudi troops, have killed scores of people and arrested thousands more. Five of the 11 Iranian pilgrims kidnapped in Syria 2 months ago have arrived in Iran. They were released at the Syria-Turkey border on Thursday. Gunmen abducted them after attacking their bus. Iranian officials say efforts are underway to secure the release of the remaining pilgrims. Iran is marking the anniversary of the establishment of the Islamic Republic. On this day, 33 years ago, a referendum led to the replacement of the rule of monarchs with a democratic government. The Islamic Republic was approved by over 98% of the voters. Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti is in China on an official visit. He's there to take part in the BAWA Forum for Asia annual conference. The gathering will focus on regional economic development in the Asia-Pacific region. Monti is the only European leader invited to the event. And three people have been killed in severe flooding in the island nation of Fiji. Rivers and creeks have burst their banks, forcing the evacuation of up to 2,000 people. Tourists at resorts have also been stranded. More rain is predicted in the next 48 hours.